This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Recent reporting by WBEZ showed there are whole swaths of Chicago that see almost no home purchase lending. Vacant lots and abandoned buildings mark the landscape in these communities. Now, a coalition of community groups has a bold idea for a fix. They want 1,000 new homes on the south side and 1,000 more on the west side. And Chicago city government seems intrigued. WBEZ's Linda Lutton with the story.
This idea comes from an effort in East Brooklyn, New York, in the early 1980s. Vacant property was everywhere. People were fleeing. That's when a coalition of churches got the city to award them a huge tract of land. They started building single-family brick homes there, 1,000 of them to start. They called them the Nehemiah Homes, after the biblical figure who led the effort to rebuild Jerusalem. And that is what Richard Townsell wants for the North Lawndale neighborhood in Chicago.
I went out and saw it, I want to say 1995. I was blown away by it, and I've spent the rest of my career trying to do it.
Townsell directs the Lawndale Christian Development Corporation. His group has built homes in Lawndale, 100 of them.
And it pales in comparison to what, I mean, they've built 4,000 homes for working people and 2,000 apartments over 30 years. It just transformed the neighborhood.
Many Lawndale residents have been waiting a lifetime for that kind of transformation since the riots following Martin Luther King Jr.'s death. Instead, it's been decades of disinvestment. WBEZ showed banks are barely lending in communities like Lawndale, keeping vacant lots vacant and pushing existing properties into deeper disrepair. Enter the idea of 1,000 new homes, not just on the west side, but 1,000 on the south side as well. Enough to really transform a place, says Amy Toch of United Power for Action and Justice, the coalition of church and community groups pushing this idea.
Learning from East Brooklyn, what happened there is that from the start, the focus was on scale.
Because you need critical mass to rebuild communities. You cannot rebuild a community where there are hundreds of vacant lots and only do 10 homes.
That is Raul Raimundo, executive director of the Resurrection Project, which would lead the effort to build the 1,000 homes on the south side, starting in back of the yards and moving south toward Inglewood.
So we want to preserve population, repopulate neighborhoods, and make sure that these vacant lots become assets instead of eyesores.
Building at a large scale brings down the cost of home construction. A builder can lay hundreds of foundations at a time, for instance, and flooding an area with homes can change the market, pushing banks to lend. This whole plan hinges on a big ask. The community groups want Chicago's mayor to give them city-owned vacant lots for free. Chicago's housing commissioner, Marisa Novara, is not saying no, and seems to buy the idea that something big is needed.
Programs that the city has done before, you know, the most they've done in one community might be 100 homes in one effort. And we're really hoping to go to an exponential level there.
Novara says the city has to do more to spur development and home ownership in neglected neighborhoods.
We can't just sit back and say, well, when there are properties, people will buy them and banks will lend and it'll all just take care of itself. We've seen over and over that that's not the case, and we've got to step into a more proactive role.
And then there's some.
On a recent morning, Richard Townsell was surveying vacant lots in North Lawndale.
Probably can do, you know, it's probably 10 or 12 that you could build straight across.
The city owns nearly 950 lots in this neighborhood alone, and as many as 14,000 citywide.
You know, we're trying to build a house for people that make $45,000 a year combined family income. That's our goal.
The idea is to sell to existing neighborhood residents, and that actually happened in New York. In fact, 40% of Nehemiah homebuyers came from nearby public housing projects.
You know, 30 years later, you have folks that have equity, they've built wealth.
Townsell says this isn't only about housing. It's about building up the whole community, something he saw in New York.
You have homeowners associations that now have the political muscle to to deal with other things. And they've built schools. They've built 1 million square feet of commercial in Brooklyn.
Townsville sees residents who want to buy a home in North Lawndale. People like Danita Robinson, who graduated from a community high school here, went to college and came back.
And we have a multitude of graduates who want to come back here, who want to come and be the change the community needs to see, but the opportunities are not here for us.
Robinson did end up getting a 2-flat right near her grandmother's house, and she's now a leader in the North Lawndale Homeowners Association. She says it was a 2-year saga for her to finally buy in the community, where many properties are in poor condition and it's hard to get a mortgage.
So then my friends that are ready to purchase, they have to leave what they call home. We've invested our entire childhood in this community, and we want to show the new generation of kids that we come back home.
Robinson says 1,000 new homes in Lawndale
creates opportunity and resources for our community to grow and be what we've always known that we can be.
Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.